Welcome to Radio Munson. Hey, welcome to Radio Munson. That's drummer Frank Capp, who put his drumsticks down and picked up the brushes to just very tenderly swipe across those skins. And a thing called Cute that Neil Hefti had written years ago. Frank Capp drummed for Neil Hefti's band, also was the drummer for Stan Kenton's band for a number of years, worked with Billy May's band, toured with Peggy Lee. Interesting guy. He's still drumming at age 85, has his own band, the Frank Capp Juggernaut. And that was his baritone sax guy doubling on flute there, Bill Green by name. I'm Don Munson by name. We're here at GLT in the middle of the Illinois State University campus, and I have a picture of Frank Capp. Nice guy. At Radio Munson Facebook page, facebook.com, Radio Munson. Here are a couple of Phoenix area guys, Monty Procopio.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Zassy fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. Should stay away, but what could I do? I hear your name and I am aflame. A flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Has me in its spell, that old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine, same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride, down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf caught on the tide. Should stay away, what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. A flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. Fire, you are the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, the spin I'm in, that old black magic called love. In a spin, spin I'm in, old black magic called love.
I said there were a couple of guys from Phoenix, Monte Procopio. That only adds up to one, now that I think about it. The other guy I was thinking about was Bob Friedman, who played piano and just a great arranger, and put together a band whose freedom he doled out with a big part of a non-vocal in an album that Monte Procopio did, including that old black magic. I always thought of the old black magic as sort of a fall song. I'm not sure why that is. Except of all the superstitions that surround Halloween, etc., etc. But I'm beginning to feel a little bit of fall in the air. Once the rain gets through, I mean, Newton's really busy now. Newton's moved right up the old Route 66 corridor and has dumped a bit of rain on Bloomington Normal here in central Illinois. And is going to dump some more, possibly late tonight, but more likely tomorrow morning. Be some fog in the morning, and then some showers and thunder showers likely intermittently throughout the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then that's about it. Mostly cloudy and 76 on Saturday, 75 on Sunday, the way they see it now. But you're beginning to see some signs of autumn, too, aren't you?
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance Started so April-hearted, seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you, any fall could come in view. So have to share another early autumn. Early autumn dew.
Well, the calendar sure doesn't say it, but the feeling in the air says it. Marlene Verplank. That was a Johnny Mercer lyric that he wrote to that instrumental that Woody Herman's band had recorded back in the late 1940s called Early Autumn. Well, we'll be here when early autumn rolls around. I don't know where you are, but I'm glad you're listening wherever you are this evening. You reach me at don at wglt.org, and we have a Facebook page, as I mentioned, Radio Munson. Check it out. Here's some guitar work from Les Paul. Whispering with Les Paul here this evening. Wasn't he an amazing guy? Amazing guy. Still playing great guitar, well into his 90s, and left us not that many years ago. Les Paul, and an interesting character as well. Milwaukee guy. Here's a guy from Los Angeles. His name is Dewey Ernie, good Irishman, and he's been such a prominent jazz vocalist in that area. I mean, the guy sings in tune. He enunciates well. He knows his craft. Dewey Ernie. He teamed with Tom Kubis, a West Coast arranger, band leader, musician, and they did a couple of albums, and one of them included this track.
when I take my sugar to tea. All the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. So I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, when my sugar walks down the street, all the birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's so affectionate, and I say this, that when she kisses me, I stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those billionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. So I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, affectionate, and I'll say this, that when she kisses me, I stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. The little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. The little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Support for GLT comes from The Music Shop, serving Central Illinois musicians for 55 years with band and orchestra instrument rental, sheet music for every style and skill level, and an in-house, highly experienced repair department. Information at themusicshop.com. This is GLT.
Here's the very first hit of a young Cincinnati singer known as Doris Marianne Kappelhoff. It happened in 1945. She was singing with Les Brown's band. Well, she changed that name around just a little bit. We know her as Doris Day.
smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? He smiled at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time.
It's probably true that Les Brown's band would have been a popular band, one way or another, but nobody can deny that its early exposure was enhanced by that young singer from Cincinnati, Doris Day. That was the first hit she had. It was actually the second song she'd recorded with Les Brown's band. The first one was A Sentimental Journey, but they didn't release that one right away. They released the one I just played instead, and it reached number one in the country, My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And so they thought, well, heck, let's release that other one that we did, the first one that we actually recorded with her, and that was Sentimental Journey. It also spent some time at number one that same year, 1945. We're going to be hopping around here from Carmel, California, where Doris Day is now living and is 92 years old. I sort of imply there when I say she's now living there. She just moved there, but no, she's lived there for decades and decades. We're going down to Birmingham, Alabama right now with the Manhattan Transfer. And a little later on, we're going to New Orleans. We're going out to Vegas, too. Stick around. Radio Muncie.
Down south in Birmingham, I mean
Heading down to Birmingham with Manhattan Transfer. That was one of the first Manhattan Transfer hits, I believe. Here on Radio Munson on GLT, here are four guys, really five guys. One of them played piano and the other four harmonized. Five guys from Wilberforce, at the time, Wilberforce College in Ohio, in Wilberforce, Ohio, Wilberforce University now. They called themselves the Charioteers, and they did a little audio trip down to New Orleans.
Where do you think I'm a bounder when the snow starts to fall? I'm a bounder for the town that I love best of all. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Where Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Oh,
I want to go to New Orleans, yes, I want to go to New Orleans.
I'm telling you,
I want to go to New Orleans.
Can't you hear me?
I want to go to New Orleans.
I really want to go and stay a while in the city of New Orleans, my child. Where the really want to go and stay a while in the city of New Orleans, my child. Where the people are gay and full of smiles
in New Orleans.
Oh, what do you think when you think I'm thinking that I'm thinking wrong?
New Orleans.
Well, where do you think I'm going when the winds are blowing and I'm going strong?
Right down to New Orleans.
No, I ain't going east and I ain't going west. I ain't a-heading over the cuckoo's nest. I'm a-bound for the town that I love best.
Well, what do you think I'm whispering when I whisper that the nights are going long?
You know it's New Orleans.
Now, what do you think I'm doing when I'm doing what I'm doing all night long?
You're packing up your clothes.
No. Stop. Oh, won't you give your last affair a little smile?
Oh, stop.
You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. Way down yonder, Pinua, 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 Pinua.
The Charioteers, yeah, they were out there competing with the Ink Spots and the Mills Brothers as four-man harmonizing groups, and did very well for themselves. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. I was thinking the other day about guitarists in the jazz idiom, and I started thinking about Joe Pass, who was among a number of great jazz guitarists who've come upon the scene. But Joe Pass had the ability to play without anybody else on stage with him and just do the whole thing himself. And he can make an acoustic guitar sound like a group of guitars and maybe a bass guitar as well. I mean, it was just amazing. Among the virtuoso performances he did was his legendary recording of Night and Day.
Thank you.
pass, night and day. Amazing.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Billie Holiday, recorded in the 1950s. That was sort of late Billie Holiday stuff. As you know, she died quite young, but her career had sort of, I wouldn't say it had taken a tailspin, but it certainly tailed off as she became more and more addicted to substances, and which finally killed her. I'm not sure who the saxophonist was. I think it was Ben Webster there. And I'm pretty sure it was Oscar Peterson playing piano, about whom more a little bit later on. The guitarist was Barney Kessel. And I'm thinking that the trumpeter was probably Charlie Shavers here on Radio Munson. Here's Arthur Prysock with the Basie Band. After that, we're going to go out to Las Vegas.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. high as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Come rain, come shine, I'm with you always, I'm with you.
Support for GLT comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport at Bloomington Normal, with Allegiant flights to Orlando Sanford and Tampa St. Pete, Florida, along with service by Delta and American. Information at CIRA.com. This is GLT.
The rapper MIA has described her past work as going into battle and facing pepper spray and sand cannons. Her new album is striking some people as less angry.
You know, my family say, oh, the world has gone MIA and you've just gone MIA. And it's like, you need to get out there.
I'm David Green, MIA and her journey through music. That's on the next Morning Edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on Bloomington Normal's Public Media, GLT.
Pocket. That's the name of the song, Corner Pocket. And it was written by Freddie Green, who played guitar in Basie's rhythm section for more than half a century. The Count Basie Band, 50 years ago in Las Vegas. This was a big deal. They booked the Basie Band, which ordinarily was the main attraction, but they weren't in this case. They were the band was booked into the Copa Room of the Sands Hotel, one of the great spots along the Las Vegas Strip. And Eddie Lockjaw Davis was a guy playing tenor saxophone, and Sonny Cohn on trumpet, and the great Sonny Payne playing drums with Bill Basie's band. Basie had, was in his 50s at the time, and the boy singer that they were to bring on had just turned 50 himself. His name was Sinatra. That's what the crowd was waiting for. Accompanied by the Basie Band, 50 years ago, it's Francis Elton.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing. On the street of dreams, dreams broken in two can be made like new. On the street of dreams, gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold up there on a moonbeam. Poor, there ain't nobody poor, long as love is sure. On the street of dreams, love is sure.
I think I hurt myself again.
Now I think I better sing before I turn 51. I mean 29, excuse me.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring is sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna run and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me think that spring sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a cuckoo individual. The moment that you speak,
I like to run and play hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce at the moon just like a big balloon. Because you and I, we are just like a couple of tots who are running around the meadow, snatching up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so. Man, I just feel so. You make me feel so young. So young.
Sinatra with the Basie Band 50 years ago, 1966, at the Sands Hotel in the Copa Room on the Las Vegas Strip. I saw Sinatra there, and later saw him at Caesar's Palace, and in a bigger room, nicer room. Didn't Wayne Newton basically take over the Copa Room after? Isn't that where he was for all of those decades, or am I thinking of another place? I was trying to think. You know, eventually, they just imploded the Sands Hotel. They just blew it up. But there were some great memories at that place. So I'm down at the University of Illinois Assembly Hall, now the State Farm Center, to Sinatra, a little bit later on. Saw Basie a couple of times as well. Never saw him with Oscar Peterson, however. I did see a video this week of Oscar Peterson and Count Bill Basie playing together for a BBC special in London. And it was just amazing. They had these two grand pianos, one up against the other, so that the two players were facing each other. And they had a couple of people in the rhythm section. They had a bass player and a drummer. I don't remember if they had a guitarist or not. And they were just playing some relaxing stuff, and they were talking back and forth. The program was really Oscar Peterson's program. They said that those two were not a great match for performing together or recording together, because Basie was so sparing in his piano playing. he wouldn't use a whole bunch of notes when one would do. Oscar Peterson was much the opposite. I don't intend to imply that he was over the top. He was not. He was one of the great jazz pianists of the 20th century. But he used all the keys on the piano. But they did. It worked. They got them together for that, and it worked. They recorded at least four albums that I know of together, and appeared together other times as well. Usually the same thing, two grand pianos facing each other, and one would just sort of take off, and the other one would figure out a way to complement the first one. Here's something they did together. It's called I'm Confessin'. That's Louis Belson playing drums and John Hurd on bass. Thank you. I'm Confessing, pianists Bill Basie and Oscar Peterson, 1978. On Radio Munson, on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University.